Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On today's episode, we're talking about a classic, St. John's. I went earlier in the week for a lot of food and a bottle of wine between two. We ended up spending £80 per person. So Louise, here we are, once again. It's the classic question. It's a Sunday, no alcohol for us. What are we drinking?
Yeah, it's a Sunday. We're not feeling like anything, having anything alcoholic today. So we're just having some flavoured sparkling waters. It's this brand called Nuisance.
We're not sponsored by Nuisance.
I'm having a rhubarb and ginger one, which is pretty nice, I'd say. How's yours?
I'm having a nettle and elderflower. I don't know what nettle normally tastes like. It's okay. It's only 45 calories. It's not water, so it's a bit of fun.
Just a bit of fun for a Sunday, not too much fun.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But no, thanks for picking them up. Right, let's get on with it. So on today's episode, Louise, we're going to be talking about a meal I had at St. John's. You did not come. I went with my mate. Sorry you couldn't join us. Yeah, it's somewhere that I've wanted to go for a while. It's an incredibly famous London restaurant, and I felt a little bit embarrassed that I hadn't done it yet.
Well, I'm very excited to hear about it.
Yeah, exactly. That being said, there's actually quite a few, I guess, institutions that we still have, both of us, on our food bucket list, on our desperate to try list, if you will. I think St. John's, I'm so glad I've finally got that one wrapped up. But I think there's a few restaurants out there, aren't there, that really, if you want to have done the London food scene, you need to have tried, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm so keen to try out River Cafe. It's been on the horizon for a while, but I recently saw on Top Drawer, Stanley Tucci said it's his favourite restaurant and it's somewhere he'd always go. And I trust in Stanley Tucci, so...
You really do trust in Stanley Tucci. If he's in the film, I'm watching it. If he's written the book, I'm reading it. And if he's eating at the restaurant, I'm eating there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm super keen to go. It's... Louise, for those who don't know, do you want to tell them what River Cafe is, where it is, and what kind of food it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a Italian restaurant. It's in Hammersmith, and they do lots of kind of classic dishes. They have antipasties, starters. It's a bit more expensive.
A bit.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, the mains are kind of going more like 60 quid, so it's pretty expensive.
It's not your padella, is it?
No, exactly. But I've just heard such good things about it. So one day we'll go.
Yeah, and it's been going for years, right? I think it's been open for nearly 40 years. So it's a real institution in the city.
Exactly. What about you, Tom? What's your top institution you want to get to?
My top institution? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a few that I want to do, but I really want to do the Ledbury. It's got its third star now as well. And it's one of these fine dining restaurants that everyone talks about. Everyone says it's really good. I'm devastated that I didn't get to go to Le Gavroche before it closed this year. I've watched Michel Roux Jr. on MasterChef since I was a kid. I've always wanted to go to his restaurant and now it's closed and I feel silly that I didn't take the opportunity to go there. But the Ledbury is another place that is on my list. So if you're thinking about where to take me for my birthday, Louise, there's always that option. Yeah, the Ledbury's, it's expensive. For a dinner tasting menu, you're going to be paying £225 just for the food. And that's before wine. It's obviously one of the best restaurants in London, or at least one of the most highly regarded. I think it's like contemporary European food, your classic fine dining restaurant in London. Yeah, super, super keen to go. And I mean, there's others as well. There's Quo Vadis in Soho, Chilton Firehouse in Marylebone. These are all restaurants that we've talked about wanting to go to, Louise, and hopefully we'll earn enough money this year to be able to go to all of them. But anyway, let's get on to what we're here to talk about, which is St. John. Somewhere we've been talking about for a while, right?
Yes. Yeah, we've been keen to go for a while. I know for myself that whenever I look on the menu, sometimes I do get a bit put off by this nose-to-tail concept. So I'm quite excited that you went and tested it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so nose-to-tail, they try and use all the animal, don't they? They are known for serving offal and tripe and kind of, all sorts of different parts of the animal. And I'm a little bit kind of wary of that kind of thing, but I pulled my socks up and I was ready to give it a go.
Yeah, you've got to put your faith in them, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. So with St. John's, they've actually got three restaurants now. They've got the St. John Smithfield, which is the original, which I just could not get a booking at. So we went to St. John in Marylebone. They've also got one in Spitalfields, which is St. John Bread and Wine. They're all similar styles of food. The Smithfield one, which is the, I guess, main one, that has a bigger menu. And looking at it, I think it does have even more of the, I guess, funky stuff on it. So yeah, we didn't get to try all the funky stuff when we were there. But there was still plenty to try out. And I guess overall, reviewing the restaurant, I really, really liked it. I thought the food was really tasty. It was kind of what I expected. It's very mustardy, buttery, rich food. He cooks kind of very classic British, very classic French. It's those big flavors. And it's very kind of classic inside. I don't know if you've seen photos. It's kind of all white tablecloths everywhere. Everyone's, all the staff are wearing kind of, yeah, white aprons and everything. It feels kind of, yeah, very, very classical in that sense. My one thing is, I think the last dish, which was the kind of main dish that we had, just we didn't like that much. So I was speaking to James, who I went with, and he was saying that I think his reflection of the meal was that it wasn't as good, but I think he's being biased by just that last dish not living up to our expectations a little bit.
Yeah, that's disappointing. And I guess because it's one of the last ones, it was probably bigger, so it means it's probably a bit more expensive, so you kind of
exactly
have that expectation that you hope it's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that dish was a mutton chop, and it came with kind of a side of wild garlic and bean kind of stewed up thing. That was really tasty. Just the mutton itself was, it was just so meaty, I think. Maybe I don't love the flavour of mutton chops generally. It was cooked lovely. It was very rare. It had a lot of fat on it, and some of the fat was a little bit chewy. And I don't know, it just wasn't, I didn't like the flavour of the meat. Everything was cooked very well, but it wasn't for me. But that aside, I absolutely loved everything that we ate.
Well, should we get into it?
Yeah, go on. We started on the thing that's always on the menu and everyone says they absolutely love, which is the deep fried rarebit. Do you know what rarebit is?
I believe it's posh cheese toasty, isn't it? Or kind of, it's like bread with some kind of cheese and something else on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It looked like a big croquette. And yeah, it was really cheesy inside. I asked James what rarebit was, and he said he thinks it's a type of rabbit.
Yeah.
I didn't get any meat in there.
I don't think it is.
Sorry, James. And yeah, that came with a dollop of mustard underneath. And it was just a giant croquette, but it was really cheesy, really tasty. A lovely little thing to start with. And we also got some bread and butter because we thought he'd do good butter there. And yeah, the butter was great.
And how were the portions so far? How was the size of the rarebit? How's the amount of bread and butter?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, good question. They basically recommended that we get a few of the smaller starters, which is the rarebit was one, the bread and butter was one, and then the next dish we got, which was this pickled mackerel with creme fraiche and capers. So we got those, and then we got a couple of the larger dishes as well. But yes, the rarebit was a good portion. And then we got the pickled mackerel, which was really, really tasty. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. But yeah, a nice acidity from the pickling. The creme fraiche was unexpected to go with it, but it actually worked quite well, particularly with the capers, and it was kind of covered in oil. And it was a really, really yummy dish, actually. Yeah, and that was sizable. And it was good to have the bread kind of to mop up some of that with. So yeah, after the fish, we got a rissole. Do you know what a rissole or a rissole is?
No. Rissoles?
Yeah, so I've Googled it subsequently, and it's a thing that you can actually get in kind of chip shops typically in South Wales, Northeast England, and in Yorkshire, and it's meat and kind of potatoes and mashed potato kind of mashed up with herbs and onions and stuff, and then breadcrumbed and deep fat fried. So I guess similar to croquette, but it's big. So we got one of these, and it came with what was described as ketchup. But this ketchup was obviously homemade, and it wasn't smooth like ketchup. It was like,
it was a bit like a chutney or something.
Yeah, exactly. It looked more like a chutney. And it was quite nice. Overall, this dish was okay. It wasn't We weren't loving it, but it was fine, and we ate it all. And the chutney ketchup thing was nice acidity to kind of counter the fried potato. I actually had forgotten we ate this thing. It was pretty unremarkable in my memory. And then, yeah, we got our kind of, for the next phase of food, we just got, this is when we delved into the funkier stuff, and we got this dish, which was lamb's heart. And it was served, I mean, on the menu it read lamb heart, radishes, and anchovy. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know what to expect. And I was pretty wary of this. I didn't know how big a lamb's heart is going to be. And I think in my mind, I was expecting just there should be a big part plonked on the plate. But it wasn't at all. This was without doubt the best dish we ate. It was amazing. Mm. I often don't kind of like offal, so your livers and your kidneys, I don't like the texture. I feel it kind of a little bit like soft and gritty. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah, a bit chalky or something.
Yeah, exactly. Chalky's the correct word. Well done. But this wasn't like that at all. It just felt like really, really nice meat. It had good firmness to it. Some parts of it were rare as well, which I just never expected to eat rare. But that was really tasty. And the radish gave like a really nice like zing to the whole thing. And then there was the saltiness of the anchovy throughout. It was in this dressing. Honestly, it was so good. I think you would like it. Mm. But I don't know whether you'd be able to eat it.
I think I could do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
glad. I'm keen to try it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's really good. I think you should try it. So we got that, and then we got asparagus with a side of like melted butter, mm-hmm. which was just really nice asparagus.
Yeah, yeah, nice butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Simple, but classic.
Yeah. And that is actually, now I think about it, that heart is the only funky stuff we ate. There was another dish on the menu, which is a pie, and it was a trotter pie, which looked really interesting, but that someone else got it, and it's huge. And if we'd ordered that, we really wouldn't have needed to eat anything else. And so we wanted to try more bits. So I am keen to go again and try a few other bits and bobs. But yeah, after that, then we just got the mutton chop, which I've spoken about, which I wouldn't go for again. It was one of the specials. We were intrigued by it, and it didn't do it for me. But if you're into mutton flavor, maybe it's okay. I'm not going to take any points away from St. John's on this. And then we finished off. They had some puddings, but we didn't know what we wanted. And I think they're a bakery as well. And they had, Madeleines.
Mm-hmm.
You could get half a dozen for £6 or a dozen for £12. So we just got half a dozen Madeleines. And Louise, they were so good. I think they'd been baked then and there. So they were straight out the oven. So they were so like kind of steamy hot. They'd caramelized a little bit around the outside. They had a little bit of crunch, but they were so soft in the middle. They were the best Madeleines I've ever had.
Oh my God. Wow. I wouldn't have expected that to be, such a highlight.
Yeah. And I was thinking, God, who would order 12 Madeleines? Obviously, you'd have a bigger table, but I reckon we could have polished off 3 more Madeleines each.
Was there anything served with it, or just
on their own?
Straight.
Just straight Madeleine. Raw, unadulterated Madeleine. Wine-wise, we just, you know, St. John's have got their bottle of wine that you can buy in the shops.
Mm-hmm.
We just got that one. It was a lot cheaper than the other ones on the menu. Yeah, it came to £38. It's the St. John's Claret. And it was nice. It was really drinkable. And for a restaurant of kind of that caliber, to be able to drink a nice bottle of wine for £38, I was pretty happy with.
Okay, so interesting. But how much more expensive do you think the next bottle of wine was?
They're like £50.
Yeah, that's a pretty big jump, and that's pretty steep for then like the next affordable wine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there was no discussion. We were just always going to get that cheaper one.
So what are your views about the restaurant all in all? Do you think it's worth it? Would you go back?
Yes, I absolutely would go back. There were some dishes there that were so good, and I really liked the atmosphere in there. I liked the vibe. I liked it being quite kind of elegantly British and traditional. The food was interesting. I think if I went again, though, I do want to go to the Smithfield location. I want to go. I think it's a little bit, I guess, more at market and fancy in there, and the menu is more extensive. And I want to try more of the nose-to-tail stuff that they're famous for. So I'd be keen. So I want to go with you. I want to see you try this stuff, and I want to try more of it. But overall, I think we should go.
Okay, well,
have I convinced you?
Yeah, I'm keen to go. Maybe we'll do another episode on this once we both go together and we can chat about it.
Yeah, fully review it. Okay, cool. there we go. That's one of my restaurants ticked off the list anyway. So I'm glad to have done it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in once again. Next week, we are going to be talking about Mambo. This is a place we've tried to do an episode on before, but it flooded. But we've got another booking, and we're going this weekend. So it's Malaysian, it's in Clapton, and everyone raves about it. So we're super excited to see what they've got to offer. Speak to you then. Bye.
Bye.